After four studio albums of mostly acoustic rock, including the soundtrack for the kids' movie Curious George, Jack Johnson is plugging in. His new record, Sleep Through the Static, comes out on Tuesday, and it's a little more electric and maybe even a little darker in some places. For the otherwise sunny, easygoing songwriter/surfer, Jack stopped by BPP headquarters recently to perform tracks from the new album and to let us in on a secret. Despite his acoustic leanings, he has a long history with the hard stuff. I put your name in the Google blog search when I was doing so. No, it's not so bad. You didn't do anything wrong. But the first thing that comes up is a blog post a fan wrote called Jack Johnson Goes to 11. And he was really excited about a Rolling Stone article where you talked about how you were in a punk band when you were a kid, and you covered Fugazi, and you said about your new album, quote, I've been acoustic-based in this one. It's maybe 50-50. There's a little bit more electric on this record. First, what was the name of your punk band?
We were called Limber Chicken. Limber Chicken was kind of like this dance move that we had where you grab one of your ankles and you put the other hand behind your neck and you kind of, you got it. Nobody out in the radio world might be able to see that. But
that's
she did,
a good thing,
she did
you know
a pretty
that?
Good Limber Chicken, actually, from a seated position. And, I don't know, we were the Spiny Dogfish for a minute, but we changed our name to Limber Chicken. And, it was mostly, we were a huge Ian McKay and Fugazi, well, the whole band would come, but I was really a big fan of his lyrics and everything. And they used to come to Hawaii, actually, and play for us for whatever it was, like $7 or $8. Like, they'd always make their ticket prices really fair for the fans, and so the kids could come and see it. And so we'd go to these Fugazi concerts, so we became just, they were our gods. You know, the few people who come to Hawaii, we really appreciated it.
So I'm guessing some people who aren't that familiar with your work, or who I should say who are really familiar, are, that's a little bit of a mind twist to think about you.
Yeah, they were like, we used to do that. We're not the first, hope I'm not the last, cause I know we're all. See, my friend sang, I didn't sing, he'd scream. We're not the first. You have to go real high to sing it, but I would scream back around sometimes and stuff. But yeah, we played all those, like.
Very nice.
Yeah, it was fun.
So electric isn't so far away from your, at the heart of your love of music.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, I've always liked playing electric guitar. When I wrote most of the songs before I started putting out the first record I got to actually put out, Brush Fire Fairy Tales, I was making surf movies. And so for the 5 years before that, I was traveling quite a bit, always on boats, or we were camping a lot to make these surf films and things. And kind of always off in remote places and pretty far away from any amplifiers or, you know, drum sets or anything like that. So we'd kind of bang on whatever was around for drums, and then I'd always just have acoustic guitar. So
this time around you decided to plug
yeah,
in a
little
bit.
Yeah, but see, I'm afraid I'm like deceiving everybody, because it's really not that the electric guitar, the acoustic guitar, I could have switched on either one. The songs haven't changed too much as far as, like, I hope I haven't gotten that fan too excited about, like, the Fugazi Minor Threat thing. It doesn't get that close to that. It's, you know, there's definitely more songs on this record than previous ones too that are just the acoustic guitar and voice, and then there's more that go off into kind of a electric guitar with some vibrato, but they're really the same style songs.
The record's called Sleep Through the Static.
Mm-hmm.
And
tongue twister, I blew it.
The song that goes along with the title of the record, I wrote down some of the lyrics. Who needs sleep when we have love? Who needs keys when we have clubs?
Who needs please when we've got guns?
Ah, okay, good. I couldn't figure that one out. Who needs please when we've got guns? And who needs peace when we've gone above but beyond where we've gone?
Where we should have gone.
Sounds like you aren't happy about something.
I guess not. You know, it's like sometimes you just write a song and different parts of your personality come out. I have a joyful participation, as Joseph Campbell would put it. And I really, you know, I try to be in the moment and just be happy with the way things are and accept things. But you know, sometimes you just, that was like a stream of consciousness thing where I just sat down and wrote, and that's what came out. And, you know, with that war going on right now, you can't help but be a little bit upset about it. I mean, I can't.
Well, let's put that set of lyrics in context. Will you play the song
for
us?
Yeah, sure, no, I'd love to. It's, I'll hopefully remember them all. This is the first time I've actually tried to play it, and since a few months ago when I recorded it in a live situation, so. Trouble travels fast when you're specially designed for crash testing, wearing wool sunglasses in the afternoon.
Come on and tell us what you're trying to prove. 'Cause it's a battle when you dabble in war. You store it up, unleash it, then you piece it together. Weather the storm, drain, running rampant, just stamp it. Send it to somebody who's pretending to care. Just cash in your blanks for little toy tanks. Learn how to use them, then abuse them, and choose them over conversations. Relationships are overrated. I hated everyone, said the sun. And so I will cook all your books. You're too good looking and mistaken. You could watch it instead from the comfort of your burning beds. Or you could sleep through the static. But who needs sleep when we've got love? Who needs keys when we've got clubs? And who needs pleas when we've got guns? And who needs peace when we've gone above? But beyond where we should have gone, beyond where we should have gone. Stuck between channels, my thoughts all quit. I thought about them too much, allowed them to touch. The feelings of rain down on the plains, all dried and cracked, waiting for things that never came. Well, shock and awful thing to make somebody think that they have to choose. Pushing for peace, supporting the troops. And either you're weak or you use brute force. Feed the truth is we say not as we do. We say anytime, anywhere, just show your teeth and strike the fear of God. Wears camouflage, cries at night and drives a Dodge. Pick up the beat and stop hogging the feast. That's no way to treat an enemy. Well, mighty, mighty appetite, we just eat them up or keep on driving. Freedom can be freezing, take a picture from the pretty side. Mind your manners, wave your banners. What a wonderful world that this angle can't see. But who needs sleep when we've got love? Who needs keys when we've got clubs? And who needs pleas when we've got guns? And who needs peace when we've gone above? But beyond where we should have gone, beyond where we should have gone, we went beyond where we should have gone, beyond where we should have gone.
And we're talking to Jack Johnson about his new record, Sleep Through the Static. The studio is solar powered?
Yeah. You don't notice it when you're recording. It's all the same outside, but you go on the roof and you got all the solar panels. It's kind of fun.
Why did you decide to do that? Is it that important to you to make sure that you sort of walk the walk and talk the talk about the environment?
Definitely. More than anything, I've always liked the Swiss Family Robinson. I love reading books about Pitcairn's Island, or there's a book called An Island to Oneself about this guy who decides he's going to go live on this little island and see if he can survive. And I've always been kind of a sucker for that stuff. I love, not even for not even for the bigger, broader, great reasons to do that stuff, but I like going and buying, I bought these, they're 50-gallon drums from this bakery where they used to keep the cooking oil and stuff, and they sell them for $7. And so I got about 10 of those, and I put them around the house anywhere the gutters come off, because there's so much rain in Hawaii, and we have gutters around the house, and I just put these things below there, and I hooked hose bibs to them, and just gravity-fed. You can do all the watering and stuff like that for the garden. And
it's very MacGyver of you.
Yeah, MacGyver's another favorite. I love that show. Carry the Swiss Family. I always carry the until you get taken away in the airplane and stuff. But I always carry a Swiss Army knife around with me and stuff. It's nice to have tools. And
what do you like about that, sort of figuring stuff out and putting weird things together to make something that works in a different way?
I'm a guy.
Oh, you're a dude? Is that what they
pretty much, I think, but it's a... I don't know. I grew up, my dad is an interesting guy, and he used to take me on these camping trips all the time, and we would have to just bring a few things. We're on these Hawaiian sailing canoe. We'd go up every summer for a few weeks. We'd sail to one of the outer islands, and we'd go around the island and camp in the bays. You could kind of camp in these valleys that you can't get to by car, and it was a really nice experience, but we'd always have barely anything with us. And so, a lot of the day you'd just been trying to make a little hut or, trying to, catch fish so you could have food that night. And I just grew up loving that kind of stuff. It wasn't like I lived like that all the time or anything. It was, a few weeks out of the year that we'd go do that stuff. But even around the house, it was like my dad was always kind of not letting us have too many toys and things and letting our imaginations go. And so, I love that stuff.
You have a son, yeah?
Yeah, I've actually got two little boys now.
Two little boys now. Do they follow you around and paddle around behind you and want to do these kind of things as well?
Yeah, no, they definitely do. It's fun. I hate those toys where you push one button and it sings a whole song, or like just like all the noises they can make and everything, because you get these little fake plastic guitars where you just push one button and it does the whole deal for you. And so I like to just either give them a stick, you know, just like give them something they can pretend like it's a guitar. I think it's better for their imagination. You don't have all that plastic around your house and stuff anyway, so they end up being like that. They're pretty good. They got good little imaginations already, I think.
How has being a dad changed your songwriting?
Well, just what I think about, you know, is mostly a lot of it's when my older son will ask me why is that leaf bigger today than it was yesterday on like a taro plant or something in the garden, and kind of explain about, you know, why a plant's growing. And then he's like, but why that? And it's like, well, because of this and why that. And so it's nice. A lot of my conversations with my 3-year-old son now, it makes me realize what I know and I don't know. And a lot of times you kind of keep explaining why until you get back to the point where it becomes a spiritual question of like, why is there even anything that exists? And it's, you know, you have to kind of, well, that's, you got to kind of figure that one out. But I try to point around to things in nature and show him what I think. And so anyways, it's been a nice period for me of just thinking about a lot of stuff that I might think I know, but actually relearning things. So that helps with the songwriting. I think it's put me in a place where I'm seeing the world through fresh eyes again.
You have to be hugely popular with the Little Knee Biter set after the Curious George soundtrack. Did you go about writing those songs and thinking those songs differently than when you sit down and decide to write for grown-up people?
Somewhat, yeah, definitely, especially on that record, there's actually a song about divorce on that record, which is funny because it's a part in a film when the man in the yellow hat and Curious George have to go away from each other and the feelings they're having, and there's when they get reunited. And so there's songs about that stuff, but then there's also a lot of kids songs on there that I would definitely wrote lyrics that I wouldn't put in normal songs. And it's nice. I got like this whole set of songs now I can go perform at elementary schools, and I got like this set of hit songs for, you know, 5 to 10-year-olds or whatever, and it's pretty funny because now I play them, like I'll play that the opening of Who's to Say, that, and as soon as you play that line, it's like being at a concert with just little teeny people, and they all start jumping around like, I love this one, you know. It's pretty cool. It's fun to have that set to be able to play at elementary schools.
Before we let you go, I do want to ask you if there's any other song from Sleep Through Static that you really like or that you want to share with us, or
sure,
tell us
yeah.
a little bit more about.
Yeah. Well, a lot of them, in this one, be more comfortable, have the whole band. There's a few songs that are acoustic guitar on it, and maybe I'll play one of those. This one's kind of a love song that's, a lot of them start as jokes. Mostly all the love songs. Yeah, in a way, like trying to make my wife laugh or just remind her how much, you know, we love each other and things. And sometimes it'll just come from one funny line that I'll just sing to her to make her laugh at the house. And this was one of those ones where the first line of the song was just, you'll kind of know what I mean when I start playing it. But if you could read my mind, you'd say, baby, you were right, and I don't want to fight anymore. You're usually righter than I am, and I'm not a very good fighter, am I? No, neither are you. So let's be through with this one, 'cause some things never change. And I know you're still my same girl who builds her own frames for the pictures that she paints, the lights in Monterey, coming across the bay, right back to my same girl. How can you be so calm when the truth is that sometimes we live in the eye of a storm? With everything going on around us, I feel comfort in the sounds when you say it will be okay, like a star guiding me to the light of the day. The doldrums could follow me, but not with my same girl who builds her own frames
Jack Johnson's new album, Sleep Through the Static, comes out on Tuesday, and we have an exclusive podcast of this performance available on our site at npr.org/Brian Park.
With all that being said, if I admit I was wrong, can we just call it even since I wrote you this song?
This is the BPP from NPR.